भगवद्गीता 8.21 अव्यक्तो अक्षर इत्युक्तस् तमाहु परमां गतिं यं प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमं मम। कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हियर द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड। अव्यक्तो अक्षर इत्युक्तस् इत्युक्तस् इट इज दस सेड टू बी अव्यक्त अनमैनिफेस्ट अक्षर इनफैलिबल तमाहु परमां गतिम इट इज नोन एज द सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन यम प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते हैविंग अटेन्ड इट वन डजंट कम बैक तद्धाम परमं मम दैट इज माय सुप्रीम अबोर्ड। Avyakta and Akshara are words which have already been used in the same chapter. Krishna has used the word Avyakta earlier to refer to his own abode. Krishna has talked about how his abode is beyond the Vyakta and Avyakta of that this world in the previous text in 8.20. परस्तस्मात् तु भावोऽन्यो व्यक्तो व्यक्तात् सनातनः। सो इट इज बियॉन्ड द स्पिरिचुअल इज बियॉन्ड द मटेरियल मैनिफेस्ट एंड द मटेरियल अनमैनिफेस्ट बट द सेम वर्ड अव्यक्त नाउ कृष्णा इज यूजिंग टू डिस्क्राइब द मीनिंग or to describe the spiritual world. And clearly, if the spiritual world is beyond the Vyakta and Avyakta, and yet it is also described as Avyakta, then that means that the spiritual world is not the same as the material world. That means the two words Avyakta are not used with the same meaning. So, meanings of words are not frozen. We usually use dictionaries to determine the meanings of words that we are not familiar with. But then dictionaries give multiple meanings of the words. And we need to recognize that which particular meaning will apply in which particular context. We have to use our intelligence, or we have to consult those who have the intelligence to explain that. Avyakta essentially means that which is not manifest. Manifest means not manifest to a sensory perception. So in the 20th text, it referred to matter which is normally in a manifest state going to a unmanifest state. And in the 21st verse, this verse, it refers to the spiritual which is eternally unmanifest. And then Akshara ityuktas. Akshara is infallible. Krishna has used the word Akshara most significantly in his first verse in this chapter. Krishna's first verse in this chapter is 8.3. 8.1 and 2 are Arjuna's questions. So 8.3a is Aksharam Brahma Paramam. So Bhavo Adhyatmam Uchyate Bhuta Bhavo Udbhava Karo Visarga Karma Sangitaha. So Aksharam Brahma Paramam. So Akshara, Krishna says that the Brahma is Akshara. The spiritual reality is infallible. Is not something which becomes Kshara. It does not get decayed. It does not get destroyed. In that sense, it is infallible. And the same, he says, applies here to the spiritual world. It is indestructible. It does not deteriorate over time. It does not get destroyed.
तमाहु परमां गतिं
It is the supreme destination. So after declaring in the first line that it is invisible, invisible is a simplified rendition of avyakta, unmanifest, we could say invisible, where we use invisible as an inclusive sense to refer to all the senses, is beyond all the senses. The invisible is indestructible. It's invisible and indestructible, avyakta and akshara. And it is paramam gatim, it is supreme destination. All of us are looking for a destination where we can settle and live happily. We all want to belong. We all want to love and be loved. We all want to be in a place where we're secure, satisfied. And that place is what often we want our home to be. Poets have written songs like "Home, Sweet Home." There is no place in the world like home. And the idea is that home is a very sweet place. And this longing for home actually is an expression, although slightly misdirected, of our longing for the spiritual world. It is in the spiritual world that we live eternally. It is in the spiritual world that we rejoice and relish. And it is this spiritual world that we all long for. We may not know this with the paramam gatim. If you understand the glory of the spiritual world, naturally we will long for it. Paramam gatim, the supreme destination, that is what we want. And Krishna assures, yam praapiranivartante taddhama paramam mama. Having attained it, one doesn't come back, and that is called my supreme abode, dhamma paramam mama. So Krishna has used the word paramam twice in this verse. Paramam gatim and paramam paramam. Dhamma paramam mama. So paramam and paramam are just grammatical inflections of the same word based on the context. Supreme transcendental destination, supreme transcendental abode. So Krishna had stated in 8.16 that Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Mamapetya Tu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. He had stated that those who go to the spiritual world, those who attain his abode, they never come back. But those who go anywhere else, even to the level of Brahma's abode, they will have to come back. Here he's adding that, he's elaborating, he's specifying that to the extent we can move onward steadily in our journey towards him, and eventually succeed in attaining him. How we can attain him will be talked about in the next verse. But this verse assures that when we attain his abode, there is no coming back. Yam praapyanivartante taddhama paramam mama. So this is a reiteration of Mamapetita Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So there is no Punarjanma, there is no Punaravartino. What was told in 8.16 is elaborated in 8.21 here. And this understanding that we can have a home from which we will never be evicted, that understanding inspires us to redirect our heart and our energy to the attainment of that home. And just as home is not a physical structure, you know, home is an emotional shelter. The place where we get emotional shelter among our loved ones, that is a home. It is not, even if you have a huge, magnificent structure, physical structure, that itself will not give us relief, joy, belonging, comfort, happiness. That will come when there is emotional shelter. And the most refined emotions are spiritual emotions, emotions directed towards Krishna. So when we learn to love Krishna and when we devote ourselves to Krishna, then the result of that is we get the supreme emotional shelter. That shelter comes in Krishna's eternal abode. And that Krishna says, if we attain it, yam prapya nivartante taddhama paramam mama. This is my supreme abode. Having attained it, O Arjuna, you will never come back here. Thank you.